From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Even as a massive wildfire continues to burn in the hills north of downtown Los Angeles, fire officials seem to be optimistic they will be able to contain the flames. Fire crews have been setting backfires and bulldozing areas to move dry timber out of the way, though the ruggedness of the area involved has also been making it tough for firefighters. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said today he's issued emergency declarations in a number of counties affected by the wildfires.
That is very important because it gives us extra resources in order to fight those fires. This will cut through the red tape and free up additional resources and assist in response and recovery efforts also.
Upwards of 3,600 firefighters are battling what has been dubbed the station fire, supported by aircraft dropping water and flame retardants. The blaze has already burned 53 homes across California. The cost of fighting the latest wildfires has now topped $100 million. The nation's system for deploying wildfire resources is now at a higher level of alert and preparedness. That's at a time 17 major fires are being reported in 8 western states. More from NPR's Howard Berkus.
The demand for firefighters and equipment is growing as wildfires threaten thousands of homes in California, Hawaii, Oregon, Utah, Arizona, and Colorado. That prompted the National Interagency Fire Center to raise its preparedness level to 3. 5 is the highest level, which indicates enormous strain on firefighting resources nationwide. The center says close to 10,000 firefighters, 900 fire engines, 80 helicopters, and 20 air tankers are on fire lines now, in addition to significant state resources deployed in California. The wildfire season is just getting started in California, but is winding down in the rest of the West. Fire officials are confident they have enough people and gear to attack new blazes. Until now, they say it's been a relatively mild fire season. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Government has said it will continue to keep dozens of documents related to the treatment of terrorism suspects under wraps, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
In a filing late Monday, the CIA told a New York district court that it would not release additional documents on its secret prison and interrogation programs. The CIA said the documents were top secret because revealing their details would harm national security. The court had given the Obama administration until August 31st to respond to a Freedom of Information Act request or explain why it wouldn't do so. The CIA argued that while some information about the interrogation methods was already public, there was information that, quote, currently was being used by the U.S. government to conduct counterterrorism operations and pursue terrorists, unquote. The CIA said the information needed to remain secret. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 185 points to end the session at 9,310. The Nasdaq lost 40 points today. This is NPR. The group Amnesty International is calling on Iraq to halt executions. The human rights organization says that many death sentences being handed down by Iraqi courts do not meet standards for fair trials. Amnesty International also says the Iraqi government lacks transparency in terms of the executions it has carried out. The group in a report issued today said it believes as many as 194 executions have been carried out in Iraq since the death penalty was reinstated there in 2004, with as many as 1,000 people currently on death row. President Barack Obama will host a Ramadan dinner tonight, the meal to mark the end of the day's fasting. Muslim Americans have been fasting for nearly 2 weeks now, foregoing food and drink during daylight hours. More from NPR's Jamie Terabay.
A statement from the White House says President Obama will host American Muslims in the state dining room for the meal known as iftar. That's the meal which Muslims usually end the day's fast with, along with prayer. Iftar is one of only two daily meals for Muslims during the holy month of Ramadan. The first, known as suhoor, is a pre-dawn breakfast, usually eaten quickly before the sun comes up. President Obama recorded a greeting to Muslims at the beginning of Ramadan, describing its importance. He said its rituals reminded him of principles held in common and, quote, of Islam's role in advancing justice, progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
Same-sex marriages are now legal in Vermont. That's after a new law allowing same-sex unions in the state took effect at midnight. Vermont is one of four states that allow same-sex couples to marry. Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Iowa have similar laws on the books. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.